will cover you.
Okay, we're on your testament base, towards the bottom. Going back to the Brisa that we said before. Lili Nishmas, yeah. Shmuel ben Yitzchak Isaac. Also, b'maimer v'yachakach nolad lo'ach. If the Reuven made maimer in Shimon's wife, and then Levi was born. Oh, shenoldu lo'ach v'yachakach asu maimer. Or Levi was born before the maimer. Okay? Umeis. And then, what's it called? Shimon dies. So Rishon Yotze Mishum Eishasachim Shalev Yolamo. The first one is Rabbanan, holds that, what's it called? The first one is Eishasachim Shalev Yolamo. Ushniya, and the Tzara Choletzes Velomis Yabemis. And the Tzara gets Chalitza and not Yibum, because since Shimon was never married to the other wife, so she's not a Tzara's Erva. But she looks like a Tzara's Erva, in the second case at least, where he made Maimer. And therefore, what's it called, in the first case, we made Maimer, and therefore she can't have Yibum. Reb Shimon Omer, B'yosa or Chalitzosa, Shol Achas Mehem Potera Sarasa. Reb Shimon holds that the B'y or Chalitz of one of them, we'll see which one, paters the Tzara. The other one. Reb Shimon Ahaykoi. So which case is Reb Shimon going on? Ilei man nolid lo ach v'acha kachosa b'maimer. If he's going on the case where Levi was born, right, before Shimon made Maimer. Okay, so when Levi was born, she was still Omedes Liibum. So Ho Amras, Rapapa held, Benolid Levasof Yivim, Lopoligraph Shimon. Shimon doesn't argue on that case. He only argues on the case where the Yibum was finished before Levi was born. So he never had Zika, he never had Yibum Bechla, never had a Chiyuv Yibum when he was born to Reuven's wife. Shimon already finished the Yibum. Okay, but if the Yibum wasn't finished, then what's it called, Reb Shimon holds that it's also Asher, according to Reb Papa. So that case can't be the case where Reb Shimon holds that Yibum or Chalitz of one of them is in a part of the other one. Ela also b'maimer v'achakach nolad lo. Ah, must be going on the other case, the first case, where first Shimon made maimer in Reuven's wife, and then Levi was born. Now the shaila is like this: if maimer is kona legamre, so then what's it called? Basically, it's like yibum. And when Levi was born, the yibum was finished, and therefore Levi is and now Shimon dies. Levi's mutter to both of them. He can either make Yibum or Chalitza in the Balas Maimer, because, what's it called, she's not anymore Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah B'Yolamo, because Reuven's part is out, because Maimer makes a complete Kenyan. And if Maimer doesn't make any Kenyan, Rashi explains, doesn't do anything. So then the other one was never Tzara Sachiv. The other one was never a Tzara. But this, the first one then, was Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah B'Yolamo. But the Tzara was never a Tzara's Erva, because what's it called? The Maimer doesn't do anything. Doesn't have any effect. Okay. See you in 1 second. So, Cholatz LeBalas Maimer Lo Niftar Tzara. If he gave Chalitza to the Balas Maimer, then the Tzara is not Niftar. Why not? Because maybe she's Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah B'Yolamo. Again, because Maimer could be its Kona completely. If it is, then the Balas Maimer also is Ola Liibum. And if it's not Kona at all, then she's Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah B'Yolamo. Because when Levi was born, nothing yet was done, Klapi Liibum, because the Maimer doesn't count. So if he gives Chalitza to the Balas Maimer, Ivadi can't be Miabim, her Sosofik, whether she's Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah B'Yolamo or not. But even if he gives her Chalitza, it doesn't help for sure for the Tzara, because she's a Sosofik. Maybe the Chalitza is no Chalitza, because she's, what's it called, an Erva to him. But, my time, Mishum Dehavit Tzara Vaday, but, if, what's it called, he gave Chalitza, or Yibum, to the, what's it called, to the Tzara, Manavshach, he's Mutter to her. Because if the, what's it called, if Maimer is Kona completely, then she wasn't Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah B'Yolamo. because when he was born, the Yibum of Shimon was finished. Lagavi the Maimer. The Maimer is a Kona completely. Right? And therefore, what's it called? She's not Eishes Sochem Shalom, but theoretically, he could make Yibum with the Balas Maimer or with the Tzara. So the Tzara for sure is Mutter Mitzadat. And if the Maimer is nothing, then what's it called? Then he was never married to the Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba, Shimon. So his original wife is false to Yibum. She's not a Tzara Serva. So Manavshach, the what's it called, the Tzara is Vadai Chayiv and Yibum, either because there's no Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba, or because she wasn't the Tzara of Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba. But the Balas Maimer, right, she is Besofik. Maybe she's Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba, maybe not. Right, so that's what it says, my time. We shouldn't have a Tzara Vadai. The Balas Maimer Sofik. The Tzara Vadai is Chayiv and Yibum. Manavshach. And the Balas Maimer is a Sofik. She's only Chayiv if the Maimer is considered a Kenyan Gomer. If it's not considered anything, then she's what's it called, then she's Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba. The Ein Sofik Motzmei Vadai. To Rashi. Inem Anolad Lo'ach Kodem Maimer B'ha Lemer Rab Shimon B'yas Hashniach Sheirah. Right, if it's talking where the brother was born before he did anything, here Rab Shimon would hold that the second one you could live with, she's the Tzaras Erva of Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba. So Hadaikas Miseifa the Manol the Sofi even Lo Polik. Rab Papa held that what's it called that Rab Shimon doesn't argue on the case of Nolad and Achar Chayibum. He agrees to the Rabbanan that she's Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba. The Havi the Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba. The Dilma Maimer Koni, the Havi Leishniya Tzaras Erva. And the Mela, if the Maimer is Kona, then the other one's a Tzaras Erva. So she's Osir. So the first one is Osir Mitam Vadai. And the second one, at least a Sofik, maybe she's a Tzaras Erva or not. The Ode, Maipo Teres Sarasa Ika, Hamifter of Akaima. What's how she Pater, the first one, she's an Erva. She's not Chai Bechal. You don't have to Pater from anything. The Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alamoli. It must be talking about the first case, where he made the Maimer and then Levi was born. The Maimer Sofik Kone Lagamba. Sofik Lo Kone. And therefore the Reisha tells me the following halacha. Maimer, the Sofik of Maimer is either it's Kone completely or it's Kone nothing. There's another tzad. But right now the Gemara holds that Rav Shimon holds either it's Kone completely or it's Kone nothing. The third side is that it's Kona Mimiktus, right? That the Gemara doesn't take on. Then Rav Shimon either holds, it's everything or it's nothing. Ba'afil Miktus Lomahani, right? And it doesn't help even the Miktus. That's a Sufik. Hilkach Miyavim Ocholis L'Shniyam Imanavshach. Therefore, he can make Yibum or Chalitz on the second one, Manavshach. Right? E Maimer Hames Kinyan Gomer Hu. If Maimer is a Mamish Kinyan Gomer, then the whole, basically the Yibum is finished from Reuven, and now she's totally Shimon's wife. So when Shimon dies, has nothing to do with Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba. Reuven's part is out of the picture. Havi le Yibum l'sof nolet. It's a regular case of Yibum l'sof nolet. Va'afilu kamaisa chasil bumi. And therefore, even the first one is Shayach Yibum, because she's not Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba. Surely the Tzara. The ilav kinyan gomer hu basrai sashariya delav tzora servahi. And if it's not a kinyan at all, then the first one is also because it's considered nolad biachar kach yibum. But the second one is mutter because she's not a tzora serva. Because what's it called? He was never married to the first one. The seifash meaning, the yibum lasof nolad hu, the reisha, hu, the sharia. I will know this. So if you know, and the Sefer comes to tell me that Reb Shimon holds that what's it called that in the case of Nolad, the Achar Yibim, she's Osir, he agrees with the Rabbanan. The Lotema be Osir Chalitz Osir, the Kom Reb Shimon Bereisha, Nolad, the Achar Osir B'maimer, Nomikoi. The Sefer comes to Megala that the Reisha is talking Dafka where the Maimer was done before the third brother was born. Havi Tzara Vareis, Kukal Yibim. The Tzara for sure has to have Yibim, Manushah. Either because the original one's not Eishes Sochem Shalom Be'alaba, she's not Tzara Serva, or because even if the first one is, she's not the Tzara. The Maimer Koni Tarvayu Chazi the Havi Leibusof Nola. The Maimer Lo Koni Shnia Chazi the Lav Sora Servahi. Ubalus Maimer Sofik Skuka Sofik Ain Sukuka. The Dilma Lo Koni the Havi Eshe Sofik Shloa Biolomo. But the Balus Maimer is a Sofik. Because if Maimer is Kona, then Reuven's out of the picture, she's Mutter. But if Maimer's not Kona, then it's a case of Nola Vachacha Yibum, and she's Eshe Sofik Shloa Biolomo. And therefore, if you did chalitza on her, it doesn't help anything for the other one, because the other one, bechlal, is not tzoras erva. Okay, let's go on. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Zvid Kamei de Rav Huna v'Yosef v'Ko Omer. My time with Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon hold in the case of Yibein, the Acha Kach Nolad, right, that she's Mutter? Mara says, my time is Reb Shimon, kida omer time. Hoi lebo matzah beheter. Hello, omdo lov shahachas beisr. Reb Shimon says his reason. That since the Shimon was miyabing Reuven's wife, Reuven's out of the picture. And when Levi was born, Reuven's part in this, the fact that she was Reuven's wife, is no longer relevant. Because now she's Shimon's wife. So he never had a time that he had a shaykhus to the Yibum of Reuven. That's what Rav Shimon says. Right? And the Rabbanan hold no. Well, we'll see one second. My time is the Rabbanan. Why? The attack of the Svar is a good Svar. Right? That the shaykhus to Reuven is gone once Shimon is Meyabimar. Memela, when Levi was born, right, Shimon's wife was not anymore Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah Bi'Olamo, because the Eishes Achiv of Reuven is bottle, is gone. Now she's Eishes Shimon. And Shimon was Bi'Olamo. And now she falls from Shimon. Reuven is nothing. On my cross, the Rabbanan say no. Since the Pasuk says, V'lachalo V'isha V'yibma. After he takes her, she's still considered a Yavama. The Din Yibum doesn't go away after the, what's it called, after the marriage. We'll see in one second what I was going to ask on that, because it does go away. Because if it wouldn't go away, then if he'd want to get rid of her, he'd have to give her chalitza, right, and a get. Not just a get, because she's still a yavama. But we say, no, v'lochol le'isha, once he marries her, she's a regular wife, and the yibum, the yavama status goes away. And I was going to ask on that in a second. Right. Adayin yibumim harishonim aleha. The fact that Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife, doesn't take away from her the fact that she was Reuven's wife. There's still an aspect of being Reuven's wife in Shimon's wife. Because she was once Reuven. So Mamela, now Levi, right, she falls from Shimon, so she's falling from Shimon as Shimon's wife, but she has in her also the original Reuven's wife. And Reuven's wife is what's it called, also to him because of Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olamo. So we learn from a pasuk that even after Velachol Elisha, the Yibma, she still has a din of a Yavama. And therefore, Reuven's not out of the picture. Shmur says, Elohadisnan, Konsa, Hari Ikish, Velchadava. Once he marries her, she's mamish like his wife completely, and the status of Yavama goes away. Right? Va'omer Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, what does that mean? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, what does that mean? Malameh, Shemagarsha beget umachzira, that he can be megarish her only with a get. There's no inyan of chalitza anymore, and he can take her back, right? Because she's no longer eishes achiv. She's 100% mutter. The yibum makes her 100% regular wife, takes away the isser completely. So lechora, there's no vestige of yibum still left after he's meyabim her. She's no longer a yavam. Now she's a regular wife. So if that's the case, then we go back. Then the Rav Shimon is right. That what's it called? That once you marry her, so Levi, when Levi was born, she already was Shimon's wife, and Reuven's part was completely not there. Yet the Rabbanan say no, since it says V'yibma after V'lochalo Le'isha, that the status of Yavama still exists even after the Yibum. Remela, she still has a part in her that was Reuven's wife, who's ushered to Levi because of Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olamo. Gemara says, Hashem Nami Lema V'Yibma, Adayin Yivuma Rishon Maleh, let's say over there also that there's still a status of Yavama and she would need Chalitza, And if he wanted to marry her again, he couldn't because she's Eishes Achiv, and now it's not B'makom Yibum. The Tiboy Chalitza. Or it says, no, Shani Hashem, Domar Krov, V'locha lo le'isha. It says the Feirish, V'locha lo le'isha. Kudusha said, V'locha lo. What's le'isha? That she has a din of a regular wife. Kivan Shalocha, Nasus Ke'ishta le'chol dover. Shemar says, Ihochi, Ihocha Nami, Hokosav Rachmana V'yibma. If that's the case over here also, we should say Le'isha, she's completely his wife, and Reuven's part goes away. Mar says, no, it says Yibma. After Le'isha, still is a status of Yibma. Umaro Isha. So one place where Medayik from Le'isha that she's regularly his wife, and she doesn't need Chalitza. From the other place where Medayik from the Yibma that there's still a status of Yibma. So why legabe eishes achiv shelo bi'olamo the rabban and darshan the v'yibma that she still has the status of a yavama? And when it comes to needing chalitza, not just a get, we're darshan le'isha that she's completely his wife. Mistab reshadi hatera hatera v'shadi surah yisura, that the pasuk that is in the diet that she's his wife completely goes on the regular case of yibum where there was no iser. Was a regular case of Yibum Eishes Achiv. And the case was Mashma that she still has some status of Yibum, that what's it called goes on the case where there was another Isser involved, Eishes Achiv, Shlobi Olomo, that's where the Yibum status still applies. So the Rabbanan have a Pasuk, that part of the Pasuk is Mashma that she's completely his wife and there's no Yibum status. For that, we learn that what's it called for a regular case of Eishes Achiv, she doesn't need Chalitza after their marriage. And the fact that it says v'yibma tells me in a case where there is another iser of eishes achiv shelo bi'olamo, there it remains even after the ishus, even after the yibum. Rashi, my time at the rabbanan, the asri v'yibum of a sof nolad harilo amdal zeh bezikas achiv shelo bi'olamo miyama the lachol isha v'yibma afal gav shekonsa adain kru yivama. Even though he takes her, she still has the status of a Yavama. Istigaris ihachi tiboy chalitza. Some have the girsa, we don't have that girsa in the Gemara, but it's basically the same thing. The Gemara then asks, if that's the case, she still needs chalitza. If he wants to get rid of her, he shouldn't be able to only give her a get. He has to give her chalitza. Almatznan konsari keishto. Kolomer ihachi deisha shinisiyabma. Adayin zika rishon oleho. She still has the status of a Yavama even after the Yibum. Tiboy chalitza, and if he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her chalitza too. Call ishish and isyabmo, bo sheni zavagarsha, lo tiski lo baget. Shouldn't be enough baget. Should be chalitza too. And the Gemara says, not like that. Shemagarsha baget, they don't tzricha chalitza. The imrotu v'harzer machzira, v'lo amrina mitzvah ram yirachmon alei v'avda, v'hash to take alei b'isra ishasach. And if he wants to remarry her, he can also. She's completely, the yibum goes away completely. The whole isra v'ishasach goes away. Right? So if she still has the status of the Yavama, she should now be Osir because there's no more mitzvah and she's Eishes Achiv. Leim adayin Yavamim harishon aleva tiboy chalitza. Shodi hatera lemedrish v'locha v'lo tiboy chalitza a hatera hecha dekula milsa heter kagom b'miyab meishes ach. Shodi isura lemedrish v'yibma adayin Yavumim aleha isura hecha dekut sad isur kamo b'eishes achiv shlo b'yavama. Okay. Go on. Reb Shimon de Omar. Now the Gemara asks like this. According to Reb Shimon, who holds that by Yibain the Achar Kach Nolad, when the Yibum was finished, before he was born, before the new brother was born. So when he was born, the whole Inyan of Yibum, right, of Reuven, is gone. So he never had a Shaychus to this woman when she was Eishes Reuven. She's totally now Eishes Shimon. He doesn't darshan that pasuk v'yibma, right? Reb Shimon. Okay. So now, since Reb Shimon holds that, therefore the what's it called, the iser goes away completely, right? Since when the brother was born, he found her beheter, the original iser went away. So now there's a din of yibum. That's what Reb Shimon holds. Well, Reb Shimon d'omer holim ubo motzah beheter v'lo amdol av shoachas beiser. Right? Elamiata. Then what about the following case? Achoso me'imo, person had a sister from his mother's side, not from his father. Right? What's it called? Reuven had a maternal sister. Shenasa Achim Aviv. He also had a brother from a father's side from a different mother. So the sister from the other mother, right, and a different father, is what's it called? The sister has a common mother with Reuven, but not a common father. And the brother has a common father, but not a common mother. Okay, so the brother and sister are not related at all. And the brother married his sister, his maternal sister. His paternal brother married his maternal sister. Okay, Reuven's brother, married his, Reuven's maternal sister, who's not his sister at all. Okay, so Shimon now is married to Reuven's maternal sister. The Acharkach Noledach, and then, after Shimon married Reuven's maternal, Reuven's maternal sister, right, Umes, and then Reuven died. So the Chora, when Levi was born, right, she was not Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo, right, and Reuven died, and Reuven died, and then Levi was born. After Shimon married, then Levi was born, right. So this woman was usher to Reuven, because it's his maternal sister, but she never was usher to Levi. No. So what's it called? Then Levi was born, right. Umeis tishyabim holu bar matzah beheter, right. And no, so now Levi has a common father and a common mother with this woman, right? It's his sister. It's his sister. It's his sister. Because they have a common father. It's Levi's sister from the father, right? From the father. They have a common father, right? So Levi was born from the same father. Because that's why Shimon's his brother. If Shimon's his brother, then this woman, right, Shimon's wife, is his half-sister. Okay, now Shimon died. So when Lemaisa he was born, the Isser of Eshet Achiv was Mutter. The only problem is, he's also Achosa. Okay, why the Gemara exactly, this case is not, it could be any Erva. Right? And the Gemara's Teretz is Pasha too. The Gemara just wants to show that when Reb Shimon, the Yerushalmi, that Reb Shimon said that the Isser is dissolved, it's only the Isser of Eishes Achiv, not any other Isser. Mar says, so Kol Chorosh Yishiv B'Miyabim. Because when Levi was born, right, Shimon already married this woman, and the Isser of Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Holo B'Olamo went away. The fact that she was once Reuven's wife. Okay, so she should be able to miyabim her. Just like the Isser of Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo went away, so the Isser of Achoso also went away. Where it says, Isser Achoso V'Heichan Ozo, where did the Isser go? Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo can be taken away from the fact that now she's Eishes Achiv of the next one, and the first one is out of the picture. But where did the Isser of a sister go away? That doesn't take away the Isser of a sister. Hachanami, Isser Achiv Shelo B'Olamo V'Heichan Ozo. Right, same thing over here. The Gemara says, if that's the case, then the original Isser of Eishes Achiv Shaloha Yabi Olamo also shouldn't go away. If the Isser Achoso doesn't go away, then why does the Isser of... There's also an Isser called Eishes Achiv Shaloha Olamo, which existed on this woman from the fact that she was Reuven's wife and Levi wasn't born yet. So if Shimon was Miyabim her, right, and that Isser doesn't go away, that Isser goes away, then why doesn't the Isser of Achoso go away? And if the Isser of Achoso doesn't go away, then why does the Isser of Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo go away? Where it says, Ha Yisur Delesh Lehetera, Ha Yisur Dislehetera. The Achoso, there's no heter ever, to marry your sister. There isn't a heter to marry Eishes Achiv, if she's not Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Olamo. And now the fact that he made the Yibum takes away the Shelo B'Olamo part. But the Achoso, what's going to take away to make her not your sister? She's still the sister. So therefore, it's not clear to me what exactly the Havamina. The Yerushalmi has even a bigger Havamina, that any Erva, right, if the person already was Miyabim, the Erva, and the other brother was born after the Yibum, even though she's an Erva, she'd be Mutter. Nothing to do with what's it called the Eishes Achiv Shalav Yalomo. It should be Mater every Erva. What exactly Havamina is not sure, but that's what the Gemara says. Clearly, the Maskon is Pasha, that the Isra of Eishes Achiv Shalav Yalomo can be taken away from a Yibum that occurred before the boy was born. But the Isra of Achoso can't be taken away from such a Yibum. Doesn't have any effect on the Erva of Achoso. See Rashi. Achoso me'imo shenasa achiv me'aviv. Kodim le'daso. Before he was born, right, his brother married his other brother's maternal sister. Shelzek shenolad zeh matzon nesu'a le'achiv misyavim lo k'shiyomuzeh. So he should be able to miyavim her, and then when he was born, she already was the wife of the other brother. Why? Daha matzah behetur yibum, because l'maisa the yibum was mutter. So if the yibum was mutter, it should be matter like migo that's matter the isra of eishes achiv shalav yalom. It's matter also the isra of achoso. Moshe says isra achoso less leheter. Aval isra eishes ach is leheter k'shein lobonim. The isra of eishes ach has a heter. So therefore, the fact that this one was miyavim takes away the prat of shalav yalom. The Isra of Achoso is not affected by this at all. It remains in its place. And Mameli can't marry his paternal sister. It's just the paternal sister of Levi, right? It was only the maternal sister of Reuven. Klal Omru B'Yavam. A general rule by Yibum. Kol she isra erva lo kolefes lo misyabemes. Right. If the woman is asur to the yavam because of isra erva, and we want to discuss what isra erva means, right, what degree of isra, then there's no chalitza and there's no yibum, which we learned from Aleha in the first parak, that ein esei do chalos asei shebekareis. And therefore, what's it called? There's no din of Yibum at all. No Yibum, no Chalitza. So if Reuven's brother is married to his daughter, to what's it called, Reuven's daughter, and an uncle can marry a niece, and when he dies, his daughter falls to him. No Yibum, there's no Chalitza. That's just her erva. Isser mitzvah, the Isser kedusha. If it's only Isser mitzvah and Isser kedusha, the Gemara will explain those are only chayvei lavim, right? Then choletzes v'lomis yabemes. Then there's chalitza, but there's no yibum. And even though we have the klal, kol she'eino ola liyibum, ein ola chalitza. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza. This, the Gemara learns from Pasuk, is an exception. Achosa shehi yevinta, choletzes omis yabemes. Okay, you have a case where two sisters fall to, from two different, three brothers. And two of the brothers are married to sisters, and they die. So the sisters fall to Yibum. So then you can't be Miyabim either of them, because you're going to be Miyabim Achol Zukukosov. Because since both of them are Zokuk, so either whichever one you're miyabim, she's the sister of the woman who's zakuk to you, right? And achas kukasa was aser. So then, what's it called? Achosa she yavimta choletzes omus yabemis. This is a different case. It's where what's it called? The sister of the erva, right? Where she's the yavama, right? Let's see Rashi. Okay, lo choletzes omus yabemis. So rosa v'kosh kein hi. Right. So here, not only isn't she. Doesn't she have chalitza yibum? Her tzara also not like Beis Hillel. It's a stam mission like Beis Hillel, like the first mission was. Okay. Isser mitzvah farshu v'azul. The Gemara explained what isser mitzvah is and what isser kedusha is. Achosa shel erva kishehi yivimta kigon shenoflu shtei achayos mishnei achim. Right, two sisters fell from two different brothers. Okay? In other words, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon and Levi were married to sisters. And they died, and both sisters fell before Reuven. To Levi, right. And now one of those sisters is usher to Levi because she's an erva. Because one of the sisters happens to be Levi's daughter. Right. Or when it was Levi's, what's it called, daughter-in-law. Or his mother-in-law. So the other sister is not related to Chlav. So one sister is an erva to Levi, and one sister is Stam Mutter to Levi. Right? So then, Ocholetzes Omisya Bemis. Then the sister who is Mutter to Levi can have Chalitza or Yibum, because she's no longer Achas Kukaso. She's not the sister of another woman who's Zakuk to him, because that other woman's not Zakuk to him because she's an Erva. Right? Achos Ha Erva the Lopaga. Ba'achos kukaso, mishum de erva, laps kukaso. Right? The erva is not zakuk to him at all. So now, only one sister really is zakuk to him. So you can either make ibum or chalitz in her. Okay. Isser mitzvah shnios midivrei sofrim. What is isser mitzvah? Those are things that, women that are only osser midivrei sofrim. Only osser midirabana. Is shnios. The arayos that the Chachamim added to Aser Midrabanan in addition to the arayos of the Torah. Since she's also only Aser Midrabanan, she has to have Chalitza. But since she is Aser Midrabanan and she looks like an Erva, she can't have Yibu. Isser Kedusha is Chayve Lavim, Almon Lekoin Gadol, and Almona to Lekoin Gadol, where really it's a Lav and an essay. Grusha V'chalutza Lekoin Hedyot, which is a Lav. Mamzeres and Nesinah liYisrael, or a Mamzeres and Nesinah liYisrael that are also belav lo yavu Mamzer v'kal Hashem, uBas Yisrael and Nesinu Mamzer, or a Bas Yisrael and Nesinu Mamzer. Those are all called, at least according to the Mishnah, Isser Kedusha. Rashi, Shnios la'arayu shegozru sofrim aleihem. These are the extensions. Shnios means extensions of the arayus which the Rabbanan aser u'migmarim meforishlo. Lashon mitzvah kedusha mefarshim Gemara. Why this one's called mitzvah? This one's called Isser Kedusha. The Gemara will explain. Amon lekoin gadol shemeis achiv hahedyot. Right, the brother of the kohen gadol, who was a kohen hedyot, right, died. The nafla menasa the panav, and his widow fell now to the kohen gadol. So a kohen gadol can't marry a widow. Grusha v'chalutz lekoin hedyot sheovar achiv hameis the nasa chalutza ugrusha. Right, that the original, you can't be talking when the original brother divorced her, because then she's not falling to evil. So the original brother married a divorcee. So now when he dies, right, his wife now is both an almana and a grusha. She's an almana now, and she was a grusha before. And that grusha remains Yisr with her. So now a grusha falls before his brother, who's a kohen hedyot. The nasa chalutza ugrusha kshemei sricha chalitza. She needs chalitza, shari topes, and mobile kedushin. By chayvei lavim, the kedushin is topes, it takes effect, even though it's also. Now, shemeik and chayvei krisis, we'll see, and this is basically the kedushin doesn't take effect at all. The kedushin topes in b'chayvei lavim. Al v'yibum elo, not yibum, shari asur elo, because she's also tim. L'zeshu kohen. V'afture b'v'lo klum lo. D'lo olim lav l'mithra. D'alfina me'achos isha perakama. Right, we learned in the first parak that a lav is not enough to pater completely from Yibum Chalitza, and this is the exception of the case where even though she's not Olul Yibum, she is Olul Chalitza. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Klal lasu yemai. Klal omu b'yavamu. The Chor of the Mishnah describes all the cases. What do you need? The klal. The klal comes to be marred by something else. Omaratram bar papa lasuye tsoris islandis ukidravasi. Right, it comes to include tsoris islandis, who's not an erva, but we learn from Psukim, Lahakim Shane, that an islandis also is what's called is not misyabin, And the male of the Tzara also, the Tzara of an islandess also is part of from Yibum and Chalitza. Like Rav Asi. We had a machlokus in the first parak, whether Tzara's islandess is Potter or not. And Rav Asi holds that she's Potter, and the Klal, Omru, includes Tzara's islandess too. The Ikad de Amri, Kol she Isura Issa Erevahu, Hu Dasira, Tzarasa. Ha lo Isura Issa Erevah, Tzarasa lo Asira. Lemute Mai, Omarafram Lemute Tzara's islandess. It was the Loka Rav Asi. And some say just the opposite. Klal Omru, the Klal is not going to add another Isser. But it's coming to limit the Isser. Only something that's Asser because of Isser Erva Assers the Tzara. But Islandess, who's also Asser, right? But she's not an Isser Erva, right? Just Agav, she becomes an Isser Erva because she's Ashes Achiv, Shalom Makom Mitzvah, because she's an Islandess, right? So now she's Asser because she's Ashes Achiv, but that's not enough to Asser the Tzara. And that's not like Rav Asi. Right, so either this Mishnah comes to include Tzaras Islandess, like Rav Asi, or it comes to exclude a Tzaras Islandess, not like Rav Asi. Rashi. Lasuye Tzaras Islandess Rav Asi, Perakama, the lo choletzes, lo mis yavenes. The Tzara of an Islandess also, according to Rav Asi, doesn't have Yibum or Chalitza, the Erva Karinim ba-Islandess, because she's considered an Erva, right? Just like, what's it called, all the other arayas. Because once she's an islandess, and Mamela, she's Mufka from the din of Yibum, so she's a regular sister-in-law, Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, like she has children. The Erva Korean Bo, the islandess, the Miyata Krom Yashir Tele, the Kaimolel B'Sereisha Sach, the Saras, the Saras Erva, that's what Ravasi holds. And those who argue in Ravasi say no. Lamaisa, what's it called, she's only Shayach to Asa herself, but she can't ask her the Tzara, because she's not like Achosisha. It's not similar to the case, to the Achosisha, which every we learn all the cases that the Tzara is also, Litzror, from Achosisha, right? She's not similar to that, and therefore, even though the islandess doesn't have Yibum Chalitza, her Tzara does. Okay, Achosa Shehi Yivimta, Achosa Deman, which is sister of who? Elaim with the Isser Mitzvah. If it's talking where one of the sisters is Osir, what's it called, Midrabanan, right now we think Isser Mitzvah means Shnios, right? In other words, again, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, and they both die. And Reuven's wife is Osir to Levi, Midrabanan. So is that the case, right? Where it says, Kivan Zaraisa Ram Yekamei Pagabacha Skukasa. That can't be, because even though Reuven's wife is not over Leibum to Levi, because she's also to him in the Rabbana, but it's only the Rabbana. Really, Minat Torah, she's Chayiv, Yibum, and Chalitza. So how in the world is so she's Achos Kukoso? Minat Torah, she's Zokuk to him. It's only the Rabbana said not. So Mi'ikra Din, she's Achos Kukoso. The Rabbana just said, all Dinei the Rabbana and Resuri Gavra. So the Rabbana said to him, don't be Mi'abim. But she, the Etzim, is Ola Leibum, is Zukuka. So how could he marry the sister? How could he be miyav the sister? She's achos kukasa. Mi'ikra din, she's zakuk to him, the other sister. Right? So therefore, that can't be the case. Ela achos adis or erva. Must be, like we explained in the Mishnah, that the sister is Levi's daughter. Right? One sister, or Levi's daughter-in-law, or Levi's mother-in-law. And what's it called? Therefore, that sister is bechlal not zakuk to him. She's Nisr Erva. So the other sister is the only one who's Zakuk, therefore he can make even more chalitz than the other sister. Isr Mitzvah Shnios. Am I correlating Isr Mitzvah? Why are Shnios, the Rabbanan, called Isr Mitzvah? Am Rabbaya Mitzvah L'shvod Divrei Chachamim. Because it's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. And therefore they're called Isurei Mitzvah, which implies also why they're also. And they're not Osir because the Etzim, they're Osir. It's not an Isser Chetza, that the thing becomes Osir. The Isser is Mitzad listening to the Rechachamim. It's only Isser Gavra. Right? That's why it's called Isser Mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to listen to the Rechachamim. These things aren't Osir be'etzim. They're Osir because the Rabbanim said, don't do it. Okay. That's the Pshat of Mitzvah L'Shmo Divrei Chachomim. That's why it's called Isra Mitzvah. Isra Kedusha, that's what Chayvei Lavim. Almon L'Koin Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Koin Hedim. V'amai Kari Lo Isra Kedusha. Why is Chayvei Lavim called Isra Kedusha? D'chsiv Kedoshim Yu L'Elohim. Right? Because since the Chayvei Lavim include Isurim to Kahuna, and by Kohanim it says Kedoshim Yu L'Elohim, so this is called Isra Kedusha, even though it applies also to Yisraelim. But the what's it called? It's called Isra Kedusha because many of the Chayvei Lavim have to do with Kohanim. Rashi? No Rashi. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Machlef. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite than the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Shniyos is called Isra Mitzvah. And what's it called? Amon L'Kohen Gadol is called Isra Kedusha. And Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa changes around. Isser mitzvah, amon l'koin gadol, grusha v'chalutz l'koin hedit, right, that isser mitzvah is the chayvei lavin, and isser kedusha is divrei sofrim, is the rabbanan. V'amai kor l'isser mitzvah, so according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa, why is shnios called, why is chayvei lavin called isser mitzvah? Tichsiv eila ha-mitzvos, because it says eila ha-mitzvos. So that goes on, all the lavin. We'll see in one second that the Gemara says in all that applies to all mitzvahs. Then, Isra Kedusha Shniyos Divrei Sofrim. V'amai Korei Isra Kedusha. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Shniyos Isra Derabbanan called Isra Kedusha? Rabbaya Kol Amatayim Divrei Chachom Nikra Kadosh. Person who does what the Chachom says is called the Kadosh. Therefore, it's Isra Kedusha. So, Omer Le Rava V'Chol She'Enu Matayim Divrei Chachom Kadosh Udlo Mikri Rasha Nami Lo Mikri. Right, it's only an idea of Kedusha to listen to the Chachamim. If you don't listen to them, you're not Kodesh, but you're not a Rasha. That's not true. If you don't listen to the Chachamim, right, you're a Rasha. Porid together, right, is liable to a Neshichas Nochash. So all Divrayim are Chayuv Misa, right, because it shows that you don't believe in the Torah, the power of the Chachamim. So a person who doesn't listen to the Chachamim is not just not Kodesh, he's a Rasha. So why is it called Isurei Kedusha? It's based on the idea that Kedusha means to do something more than you really have to do. Right? Even though Mikra Adin is Mutter, the Chachamim answered it to make you more holy, more parush. Separate yourself from something that is what's called Mutter to you. So that's why Dinei D'Rabbanan are called Yisra Kedusha. Rashi. Eila ha-mitzvos, the sof sefer Torah Kohanim, u'mashma da'akula safra koi. That since sefer Vayikra ends with Eila ha-mitzvos, so it's going back on everything that's in Torah Kohanim, which is mostly the Isurei Kohuna. The chol azores Kohanim hosum ksiva. Right, what's it called? That's where all the Isurim of Kohanim are written. The Lord is going to ask on this, so it goes back on all the Isurim in Vayikra. Kadesh Atzmachol Lam Odli Zoyer, right? Kadesh means separate yourself, right? Lam Odli Zoyer, stand still, right? Don't approach, separate, and be careful from something that's mutter to you. That's kedusha. After mutter loch, lahosif aleim shniyos hamutter lecho al ha'arayos. Kadesh lo tovli the arayos asurus min haTorah. Separate yourself from the mutter that you shouldn't come to the asur. Like a nazir, don't eat grapes, you may come to drink wine. Don't be, what's it called, don't live with these people who look like arayis, because you may come then to be over on the ikar arayis. Okay, amon l'koin gadol, kaposik v'tarmi, lo shno min ha'asuim, v'lo shno min ha'erisim. Right? The Mishnah says, what's it called, categorically. Doesn't make a difference if the, what's it called, almona, was an almona min ha-nesuin or almona min ha-erisin. In other words, the woman got married and she never consummated the marriage and her husband died. She's an almona min ha-erisin. Or she got married and they consummated the marriage. She's an almona min ha-nesuin. Okay. And in either case, she could still be a besula. We'll see in a second. So that's, nesuin doesn't necessarily mean that they actually live together. But she had chuppah, so she's in a sewer. Okay. This woman in a nesuin esse velosase. By nesuin, right, there's an esse and a losase for a kohen. Why? because Lucy Rashi. Loshna kaposik v'tani almon lekoin gadol loshna nafl lefonah min hanesuin dahainu tartil greyasa chada dalmonahi v'ika lav dalmona lo yikach v'od debeulahi v'ikar israsei legabei v'siv isha bibsuleha yikach v'lo beula v'lav habom echolese yase. Rashi learns that what's it called that over here the nesuin means that she's a beula, that she mamish had bia. So there's an essay, right? Behu isha b'psuleha yikach. He has to marry a besula. Even if she wasn't married, but she's not a besula, she's also to a kohen gadol. And even if she, what's it called, is a besula, but she's an almana, she's also belav, right? The almana lo sikach. So from the almana side, she's also belav. From the non-besula side, she's also be'essay. That's if she's in a sua. She's an arusa, she's not a ba'ula. So all she is an almana now, because her husband died. But she's still a basula. Okay. Avaloshno nofla fonda min ha'erison, va'o the basula, the leka elalav, the almana. Right? So either case is awesome. Is choletzis velomis yabemis. Bishloma min anasuin esse velosase. The ain esse docha losase the esse. Right? I understand that if she falls from the suin, so therefore she can't have yibum because she's also to him the essay and a lav, and the essay of yibum isn't docha an essay and a losase. Okay, it's only docha losase. But elamino erisin losase grevehi yovo essay v'yidcha losase, right? L'choreba from erisin, right? She should be have yibum because essay docha losase. Right? By the arayis essay is not docha losase shebekores. But we learn in the first parak a lot of places where esed ochalosase from kilayim betzitzis, whatever. So why don't we say over here esed ochalosase and she should have yibum too? Om Rav Gidl, Om Rav, Om Kra. Here it's a special pasuk that here you don't say esed ochalosase. Om Kra, but also yavimto ashara. Shein tamed lomer yavimto, right? You can say but also ashara. No, we're talking about a yavama. The whole parsha is talking about yavama. Why do you have to say but also yavimto? Shein tamed lomer yavimto, ma tamed lomer yavimto, yesh lecha yavama acha sha'ola lechalitz v'enu leibum. Special pasuk that tells me that there is a woman who even though she doesn't have yibum, has to have chalitza. Even though normally called she'en ola leibum and ola chalitza, but here's the exception. Right? How do you know it's talking about the case of chayvei lavin? Right? That we'll see in a second. Ve'ezuzu chayvei lavin. Where is the case where even though there's no chalitza, but there is no yibum, but there is chalitza, that's chayvei lavin. Ve'ema chayvei krisus. Maybe that pasuk comes to tell me the chayvei krisus have to have chalitza, right? Omar kro im lo yachbo tzoit lechachas hachvateitz miyavi. Kol ha'ol liyibum ol lechalitza. No, we have another pasuk that says if he doesn't want to be miyavim, then there's chalitza. Mashma that if he would want, he could have yibum, but if he it's not dependent on his will, he can't have yibum b'chlal, then there's no chalitza. That's where we learn the klal of kol ha'ola liyibum ola chalitza. Wherever there's yibum, there's chalitza. Wherever there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. So by an erva, there's no yibum b'chlal. So what's it called? So therefore, there's no chalitza either. B'chol she'en ola yibum chalitza. More says, yihachi chayvei lavin nolik. That's the case. By chayvei lavin, we're saying that there's also no yibum. Right? Because of also yavimto hashaira, right? That there is a yavama who's ola liyibum and achalitza. So we have two psukim. One that says there's a kind of yavama who you can make chalitza but no yibum. And we said that's talking about chayvei lavin. Then we said that wherever there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. We said that's talking about chayvei krisus. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Right? So the Gemara says, so there's a riboy to tell me there's chalitza by some case where there's no yibum, and there's a miyu to tell me that there is no chalitza where there's no yibum. So, what's it called? So the Mar says, maro isha. Well, how do you know that the pasuk that's marbe the case where there is no yibum but there is chalitza is chayvei lavin, and the pasuk that's mamayit where there is no yibum there is no chalitza is talking about chayvei krisus? How do you know? Maybe it's the opposite. Chayvei lavin, even though there's no since there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. And chayvei krisus, even though there's no yibum, there is chalitza. You have to learn From one pasuk you learn that where there is no yibum, there still could be chalitza. And from the other pasuk you learn where there is no yibum, there is no chalitza. So how do you know to apply this one to chayvei lavin, and that's where there is chalitza, and this one to chayvei krisis? Mishtabra, chayvei lavin, tapsi bu kedusha. Right, by chayvei lavin, where kedushin is tofes, so therefore what's it called? Since there is a kedushin, so even though there's no yibum, because they're memuyit, now we think they're memuyit from yibum b'chlap. There's no yibum at all, right? Here's an exception. You don't say yasei dochalo sasei, right? So therefore, so even though there's no yibum, right, min ha-Torah, but the Torah's marba that there's chalitza. Because since the life of the kedushin is at least takes effect. Chai v'krisus lo tapsi the kedushin. But chai v'krisus, there is no kedushin, therefore it's so chamor that since there's no yibum, there's no chalitza either, right? Since there's no kedushin bechlal, right? Therefore, what's it called? There's bechlal, no yibum and no chalitza. Rashi. Yavo esed yivamo yavo aleha and bidolcha the losa say of almona. But also ashira mochi lemifta the haksi bereisha the krov akachas es yivimto. My family, why is that yivimto again? We know we're talking about a yivamo. Why is that the Yossi Yavimto Ashara? Yesh Lecha Yavama, because there is a Yavama who can't have Yibum, but has to have Chalitza. The Imkos of Elo Yachbol, so each Lachachas Yavimto, we also Ashara, have a Mashma, that he, the Korina, the Lachachas, who the Kometzar Chorachmana, but also Ashara Lachlos. Have a Chayvi Lavin, the Lo Korina Bu Lachachas, Lo Korina Bu, but also. Lachachi Hodak, see Yavimto, the Mamer, the Yesh Lecha Yavama Acheres, Sheola Hashara Lachlos, since it's also Yavimto, it's coming to tell me there is another Yavama that even though she's not Ola Liyibum, is Ola Lechalitza. Eima Chayvi Krisus, so maybe that's talking about Chayvi Krisus. There's no Yibum, but there is Chalitza. Nomi Leilat Mihocha, the Liboy Chalitza, Vamay Patrin Lagamri, why by Chayvi Krisus do we say there's no Yibum or Chalitza? Tapsi Bakadushin, Hilka Korina Be Lokachas, Bidiyevit. Right, since Chayvei Lavin, Kedushin is Toface, so therefore it's Lakachas. Right, but the Eved is called the Lekuchin. Aval Chayvei Krisus lo tapsi the Kedushin. Vafilu over Hayov v'Nosvel Avkichoi. Even if Yovan marry her, there's no marriage. So therefore, there's no Bechlal, no Yibum. Right, she is an Erva, Bamish. Right, and she never was married to the brother. So therefore, there's Bechlal, no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. But over here, she was married to the brother, right? She wasn't allowed to be married, but the kedushin took effect. So she was married to the brother. So Mamela, she's what's it called, even though the Torah was memayeter from Yibum, right? But Lamaisa, she's the brother's wife. And she doesn't have children. So therefore, at least she needs chalitza. That's what the Gemara holds. Now, so at this point, the Gemara holds that chayvei lavin mi'ik min ha-Torah. There's no Yibum. And what's it called? Min HaTorah is a special liboy that even though there's no yibum, since the kedushin were tofes, there's chalitza. Okay, see tomorrow there's another opinion of the Gemara that chayvei lavin min HaTorah there is yibum. It's only with the rabbanan that there's no yibum, and meila there's chayvei chalitza.